The city, of course, has an affordable housing strategy, and that was basically just recently passed with 2018. And as a part of that policy, we want to ensure that we have affordable housing to provide to the community. And so this is our nonprofit housing division, and we have at present a 19% vacancy with our nonprofit housing. So we're very interested in making sure that the public are well aware that we have safe and well-maintained housing all throughout the city in many different neighborhoods that people can avail of.
So 19% seems kind of high, is that correct?
Yeah, it is. And of course, I think that their demographics as changing needs certainly happen in the community. Certainly when the city of St. John's got into nonprofit housing, you know, the size of families and things like that were structured differently. Now you'll find that oftentimes that there are people, one and two person families looking for homes. So, you know, it's a mixed and changing demographic and playing field all the time.
Do you know what other factors might be contributing to that 19%?
I think, well, also knowledge is one thing, and this is certainly a big part of why we're doing this, is to make sure that the public are aware that we actually do have this nonprofit housing stock, and we do have availability. So we're very interested in making sure that people are well aware, and that we're targeting people certainly within, you know, an economic range. This is about attainable living for people. So people in the $40,000 to $50,000 range is oftentimes kind of what we would be targeting. But it's basically about 25% of a person's income that we're looking at.
So how is this campaign really going to help these people in the city?
One of the most important things is that we want to ensure that we have safe, affordable housing for our citizens. And oftentimes this can be something for individuals who want to have that kind of safe, sustainable lifestyle. Sometimes it can be a stepping stone for people who just want to get on their feet and move on and are interested in finding their own homes down the road. People have many different needs, and we have many different situations. So I think that this is a really fabulous initiative that the City of St. John's has endeavored.
So for those who are going to hear about this campaign, how can they avail of it? How can they get involved?
They can contact the city. They can contact our affordable housing at the City of St. John's. They can contact 311. There's a number of different things. And of course, we're doing a massive campaign to ensure that everybody is well aware that there are these availabilities. So just certainly reach out. And of course, people can reach me at any point in time as lead for affordable housing at the city.
How long is this campaign going to go on for?
Oh, I'd say it's going to go on for as long as we can get the bodies into the homes. What we're trying to do is we're trying to connect people to the existing resource, and we do know that people need that resource, and you know, we want to make sure that people have safe, affordable housing.